This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. If you got a question, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Madison office telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we will have our Klaus quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, we've got a $25 gift card for the Cracker Barrel. We will explain how you can win all of that a little bit later on in the program. I will tell you this, just listen to the show. Typically, the answer comes up during the program. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing well. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to talk with both of you. And again, if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kind of going over the topics earlier this week and looking at things and getting ready for today's show. Noticing we're not just talking about retirement, and we're going to talk a little bit also about managing money, debt, and maybe the best way to do all of those things, aren't we?
Exactly. And you know, again, a lot of these topics are for all of us, even if you're not within 2 or 3 years of retirement. It's just something that you should make sure, if you're not doing it, make sure your friends are listening to this good advice today. So the first thing we want to do is take a look at your mortgage. And obviously, you've listened to us from time to time talk about, as you get into retirement, it is best to have your mortgage paid off if at all possible. More and more people are going into retirement with some still to pay off. But again, the end goal is, once we're in retirement, it's really nice to have everything paid off. We have a lot more options if we're not worrying about a monthly mortgage payment. So what typically Kyle and I will see people walk in the door and we'll look at, they still are holding a mortgage, maybe they're 5 or 10 years out from retirement, and we start looking at the rates. And as most people know, even if you're sleeping under a rock, the rates are still really, really good out there. And if someone walks in with something like a 6% or higher rate right now, they have been living under a rock, okay? It really is time to say, either I need to refinance, and the refinance rates and new mortgages right now, rates are still in the threes. I mean, I saw one for 2.75 recently. So I know a lot of people that just refied 2 years ago, and it's already come down another point. So we are at probably the lowest mortgage rates in history. So it is a good time to look at that. Obviously, if you can go down a point or more, that could make sense. You're paying into principal a lot quicker. And, you know, to take a 30-year and bring that down to a 20-year could make a lot of sense, or a 20-year into a 10. So call your mortgage banker. We don't sell mortgage loans at Klaus, but call your mortgage banker and find out if it makes sense for you to do that. And then the next question always is, should I have my mortgage completely paid off? And we're going to talk about this a little bit, about, can you eat your equity in retirement? Now, I've had people with million-dollar homes who've come to me and say, you know, I have no debt, I have this big, nice house, but I really don't have any investments to be able to draw off of.
Oh, yeah.
And so it sounds good. I grew up with and I do call it a little bit of a myth, that equity is great. We should all have equity. But it's not great when you need to pull off retirement income. And so that's when we have those discussions. Does it make sense to downsize? And people go, well, no, I like my life. I'm used to having the big house. And I go, okay, there's only two of you, and you're needing an income. So looking at downsizing might make sense. You cannot eat your equity. And then we get the question about reverse mortgages, which we probably in the last 20 years at Klaus have only recommended that for a couple different situations. Mm-hmm. Not ideal, but there have been a lot of laws changing that have been changed up just in the last 2 years that actually make these reverse mortgages situation where you're getting a monthly payment for your equity sometimes can make sense. The federal government has gone into those loans and actually made them more following orders, so they're not so, you know, this way and that way, there's actually some good ways to manage those. So something to look at.
And you mentioned, Malia, you know, kind of the big house and that. And one of the things a lot of times we don't think of is it's nice to have that big house, but as we get older, that becomes a lot more of a responsibility. Is, you know, we think now, well, yeah, I can get upstairs, I can move around the house, I can get the yard work done real easy. As you get older, you definitely want to weigh that stuff and consider that as your lifestyle changes, don't you?
Excellent question. You know, what we do see is that having the ranch style versus the two-story house may make more sense as you're getting into mm-hmm. retirement. You're not necessarily physically capable, both of you. And I know people don't like to think about this, but we see it every single day. You really need to look at, you know, is this home even in the state that I'm going to live in retirement? Mm-hmm. If my kids are scattered, the Midwest might be the best place, but does it make sense to maintain the same house? And the thing is once that house is paid off, guess what? Your property taxes never go away.
What?
Not for me. Maybe for you, but not for me. And in fact, they go up every year. Oh, yes. So with property taxes, and really if you talk about how much it costs to take care of your house, no one wants to admit this, but mowing, snow throwing, roof repairs, gutters, you know, driveways, those get expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of our clients are trying to take care of those bigger expenses 5 years prior to retirement so they don't have to redo them when they're not getting, you know, regular income in. So those are like the truths of
yes.
owning a house, which I don't like to tell everybody about.
And you mentioned, and I know one of the notes points this out too, is you bring up kids, you know, the kids maybe move away. Maybe they're in a different city. Maybe they're in a different state. One of the nice things about a place like Florida is not only do you not have snow to deal with, but the taxes may be a little more advantageous and certainly something to be looking into as well, right?
Right. When we look at taxes, it depends what kind of taxes you're talking about. So it could be property taxes, income taxes. Everybody's got their little differential, what bothers them the most.
Yes.
Okay, I've got my list. But definitely you want to look at those things, what makes the most sense. If you've got a pension, where are you going to get hit better than another place? I moved here from California 20 plus years ago, and I can guarantee you there's a lot of things that are higher out there than here. So I was like, yay!
Yes.
So you want to look at those carefully.
She is Malia Cuevas, joined by Kyle Kite of course, Klaus Financial. You can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That is the website, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. If you have any questions for Malia or Kyle, they would love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, Money in Motion continues next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, all one word. You can also, of course, call their Madison office. Got any questions? If you'd like to set up an appointment, like to get to know the folks from Klaus, they'd love to get to know you. That first appointment, get the kind of the kick of the tires. I know if CJ were here, that's how he would describe it. It doesn't cost you a thing to get to know the folks at Klaus. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, also coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Just a tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the quiz question of the week comes up during the program. So we left off, we were talking about what to do about your current mortgage as you're heading into retirement. Should you pay that off? Is it a good thing? And the answer there is, yeah, yes, you should. If you can look at refinancing and taking advantage of great interest rates, do that as well. What about, though, let's kind of go to the other end of the home ownership thing, which is buying a home. And you go in or you talk with your mortgage broker and you say, all right, I want to buy a home. Okay, got some paperwork, fill you out. Hey, here's what you're approved for. Should you just go out and get the biggest house imaginable? Is that a good financial plan?
That's a great question, Sean. And the quick answer is no. let's remember why we're buying a house, and that's somewhere for a roof over your head more than anything. So many people back before 2008, 2009 would buy the biggest house they could afford because the thinking was that no matter what, it was going to keep going up and it'd be worth more when you sold it than when you bought it. Well, the 2008, 2009 crisis really debunked that myth. So homes typically aren't an investment. If they go up, that's great, but we shouldn't really be purchasing them as an investment. It should be a purchase for a roof roof over your home. And the other thing is to, when you're considering buying a new home, is to know, is this your first home especially? Is this the place where you're going to raise your family and enjoy it? I mean, if you purchase something too expensive, that's just going to put all these other stresses on you, especially, like I said, first-time home buyers in my price range, late 20s, early 30s, a lot of them have young kids, so in a couple of years, the sports and all that stuff, school's going to start coming along, so that's just going to make it that much tougher. So what you should be shooting for as far as a monthly mortgage is probably about 25% of your gross income. Now, again, that's gross monthly income. The bank's probably going to approve you for close to 28% of your gross monthly income. And then, of course, you've got taxes and insurance on top of that. So the biggest thing is don't overextend. You don't want to be able to, you do want to be able to put money aside for retirement during all your working years, not just the last 10. So, again, younger people like myself, late 20s, early 30s, looking at your first home, the biggest thing that we have on our side when it comes to looking at retirement is time for your investments to grow. So if you can just keep putting money away, the earlier the better. So
yeah, but Kyle, when all your friends go out and buy the big house, how do you resist?
It can be tough sometimes, but just know in the back of your mind that you're making the right decision. So, and then you also have all the other expenses of being a homeowner, not just the taxes, but now you have your, you know, I bought a foreclosure, for instance, and I had to put a new air conditioner on when I bought it. Well, guess what? 12 months later, my air conditioner got struck by lightning. So I got to buy two air conditioners within the first 18 months I bought the home. So if you're stretching yourself too thin, you're probably not going to be able to come up with those expenses when you need them.
So. You mentioned the expenses, and that's one of the interesting things. When you're going out to buy a home, your agent doesn't typically tell you. They tell you about what's already been paid for, but they never remind you of what may need to be paid for in the future, and houses can be in a very expensive endeavor. And it's interesting to you bring up, you know, kind of keeping up with the Joneses, and we look at that. There is a bit of a trend towards smaller homes, which is a good thing, but definitely having that conversation and making sure you know what you're getting into, it's pretty prudent move, isn't it?
It really is. And I think, you know, we say the happiest retirees are those who don't have a mortgage in retirement. And I'm dealing with some clients right now, quite honestly, who are paying, you know, $1,200, $1,500 or more for a monthly mortgage. And let's say you have Social Security payments for each of you, which average $1,200 a person. So that's $2,500 coming into a home. Maybe you have some other investable assets you're drawing in. But, you know, obviously, $1,200 for a mortgage kind of takes a big chunk away from your income. So again, it's not the end of the world if you have a small mortgage going into retirement, just not ideal.
I hear, as you mentioned, the happiest retirees are those who don't have that mortgage payment. I hear of people nowadays having parties where they, you know what, they're celebrating the end of the mortgage. They're burning the notes sometimes at these parties. I mean, really having a good time. So, and it's definitely, and Malia, you bring it up, that's a big, big payment each month. If you can get rid of that can do a lot. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's all one word. A lot of great information on the website. You can, of course, sign up as well for the weekly Pulse newsletter when you're at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to set up an appointment? They'd love to get to know you at Klaus Financial, and that first appointment doesn't cost you a thing. Again, the number, 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. We've been talking a lot about owning a house and of course, paying off that mortgage. What about renting in retirement? We'll check in with Malia and Kyle and get their answer to that question next as this program, Money in Motion, continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Klaus Financial this week. Of course, don't forget Klaus Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Talking about mortgages going into retirement. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Another option, we were talking a little bit earlier, and I remember when I bought my first house, part of the conversation was I really liked being a renter because I liked knowing that somebody somebody else was mowing the lawn. Somebody else was responsible for upkeep of the property. Somebody else was responsible for plowing and shoveling, and none of that was my problem. What about when you start looking into retirement? Going back to that, is renting a good plan for retirement?
Yeah, this is another very good question, Sean, and I'm glad you brought up the snow plowing and the mowing and all that, because that's definitely something to consider as well. One of the big things to consider is, are you sure you know where you want to live in retirement? I mean, some people, they've grown up in the Midwest, raised their kids here, but now their kids are spread all over, and if they're lucky, maybe they're in Arizona or Florida, so they could go down there in the wintertime and rent a place for a few months and snowbird, so as opposed to buying a vacation home or something like that. So that's definitely an option to look at. And another thing, like you said, are you interested in maintaining a large household of items? So not just the square footage and all your stuff, but a lot of times in retirement, your life is a little bit simpler and you want to be able to just get up and go and take your trips and all that kind of stuff. So that's another good reason to rent, because if you have to mow and, you know, plow the driveway in the wintertime, that can definitely be something that's going to be hanging over your head when you're on vacation, unless you're paying somebody to do it. So renting takes care of all of that. And then furthermore, with the, you know, your utilities, you don't have to worry about an air conditioner or a furnace or anything like that going out. So it's definitely an option for people to consider. And then it comes to another, you know, it's another good alternative for if too much money of their home or too much money of their retirement's wrapped up in their home. So like Malia said, when they have that big house and, you know, it's worth 90% of their assets are in their home, well, you can't eat that. So some people may decide to sell their home and then just rent for a few years and figure things out where they want to go and things like that.
So. Yeah, use the difference for traveling. I mean, I have several people doing that. They're like, you know, I have $200,000 of equity. I sell my house and I have $200,000 in the bank. And I could travel quite a bit if I'm a single person on something like that. So weighing all those options, like Kyle said, are really important.
Yeah, on some level, it almost feels, and not in a good way, that the house kind of feels like an anchor, like a weight that you're kind of have. It's one more thing to be considering. But again, these are, of course, are all options that you need to consider when you're planning for retirement. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial joining us this morning, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Let's talk about another obviously the biggest expense, I think, in most people's lives, the house. Number two, kids in college, probably. But we'll go to number three, which is, of course,
yeah, I'll start crying cars. If we talk about the kids going to college. You have no idea, guys, let me tell you.
I see more and more. Big expense. Let's talk about cars, though. Something a little more enjoyable, something certainly a lot of fun for us is, let's talk about purchasing cars. And I think a lot of us guys, we always want to have that classic car that we can cruise around. But there is an expense then, and certainly also something you want to think about, isn't it?
Yes. You know, transportation's always been important in the lives of Americans. This is either the identity that we have, we carry that with us, or it's the way we get to visit whoever we want, whenever we want. But we just want to point out the reality that cars are not an investment, folks. They're a depreciating asset as soon as you go off the lot with that, and most of people understand that, unless you're a true car collector. So if you're really collecting cars and housing them and taking them out when it's not raining and all that, that might be a different story. But let's look at, you know, does it make sense to be purchasing a new car each time as you get closer to retirement? You know, I was just talking this morning to someone, and it's great when you pay off the car, but little by little, you start needing repairs. And when those repairs start outweighing what a monthly payment is, you have to look at that. And as we get closer to retirement, I hear this all the time. People say, well, this is the last car I'm going to buy. I'm 64 years old and this is going to last. And I have to chuckle to myself, because folks, we're all living longer. So even if you push 10 years from it, we're probably going to need another car. So it's probably not going to be your last car. But you have to look at what makes sense. Should you be, you know, carrying an $800 payment on a car? I see people doing that. And maybe it makes sense, believe it or not, to move somewhere where there is public transportation. Might not be the Midwest, might be the East Coast, but look at those options, because one thing I'll tell you is, as we get older, our children someday are going to have to take away our keys. And many of our listeners probably are already doing that with their parents. Very important point. If I have public transportation, I don't need to worry about someone coming to me and saying, Mom, we don't really want you driving anymore. Mm-hmm. So those are all important considerations, and maybe also paring down to one car, another thought.
One other thing, too, is as far as potential savings, I know as you think of when you first start driving, your insurance rates are through the roof. As you get older, they go down. And I think one of the ways I think people can save money, and it's important to always do, which is, of course, compare your insurance, right, and see what's out there, what's offered to you.
Well, Kyle's the male. You can tell us about insurance, Kyle.
Yeah, it goes down a little bit at 25, but it's still pretty high. Yeah. So, but just with any insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, anything like that, you always want to look at it periodically because your rates do go up. And typically for people that are already policyholders with a company, their rates will go up a little more than if somebody's just coming over to that company fresh off the gate. So you definitely want to look at them all the time. And like Malia said, maybe you want to move to a city that has some public transportation, especially I know Malia has some kids out on the East Coast, so that may be an option for her in the future to get some good public transportation and just cut down on those maintenance bills and car payments and such.
And one of the nice things, is especially if you, the sooner you do it, I think for a lot of people who've never used mass transit, never used public transit, can be intimidating at first. If you, the younger and the sooner you get going on it, it just becomes second nature. I know I've have friends in Boston. I have friends who have lived in New York City, and none of them use own cars. They never use cars, and to them, getting around, using the subway, using the train, using other forms of public transportation, just complete second nature.
Yeah, I think it's against the law to actually be talking about public transportation in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We buy cars, we need cars, we desire cars, right?
Yes.
But it's just, I like to throw in these new thoughts to people. Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered renting? Have you ever considered paring down to one car? Have you ever considered all these things? And that's what we need to do as we approach retirement, is look at all the options out there and what works best for you.
Some great information this morning. Of course, this is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget, as you listen to today's show, maybe you missed something earlier. We were talking about your current mortgage and making sure you're able to get rid of as much debt as you're moving into retirement. And of course, a big part of your debt is typically your mortgage and the importance of paying it off. We also talked a little bit about buying your first home. If you missed any of those earlier segments, don't forget, as always, you can go to WIBA.com or KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Put the podcasts up there right after the program. Also, you can listen to previous week's shows as well. Again, the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Financial Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. I'm going to ask you the question. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize. It's a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Your monthly mortgage payment should be what percentage of your monthly income? Phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. That is, of course, the telephone number for Kloss Financial's offices. Don't forget, your first appointment doesn't cost you a penny. Get to know you. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Sean.
You too. This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.